It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And we've gotten an evening of conversation, let's say, coming up. It's called Conversation for Coal Miners and Mental Health. This is going to be on April 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. There's dinner, and then the conversation will take place. It's going to be at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. And, you know, they're bringing in a lady that has actually written a paper on this, and she wanted to kind of share what her findings were with everyone, because we have quite a few coal miners in our area, don't we, Amanda?
No, not none whatsoever.
So, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So let's get into this conversations for coal miners and mental health. Excuse me. The speaker is Dr. Kristen Kochi, correct?
Yes, Dr. Kristen Kochi. She was a doctoral student last year for USU, and contacted multiple key leaders and local organizations within Carbon and Emery County last fall to compile some data about mental health and our miners. And her dissertation, The Well-Being, Mental Health, and Natural Resource Dependency in Rural Utah, was approved. And so she was able to get her doctorate. And she was moved by the data and thought that it would be extremely helpful for our communities in bridging the gaps of care and where we are missing that demographic as far as substance use and suicidal ideation. And so she has offered to come and do this presentation of the data that she's compiled while we feed our community a free dinner.
Well, and the thing about it, and we've had this conversation in the past as well, you know, coal miners, just like most of the workers in our area, we don't need help.
Yeah, there's a huge stigma in our area that, you know, grown men don't cry and rub some dirt in it or, you know, walk it off, that we don't need this self-help seeking behavior. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. When you take a look at our demographics of the people that we are losing most to suicide, it is our minors and that age demographic of working men, you know, in Carbon, Emery, and in Grand Counties are men anywhere from ages, you know, 15 to 64. That's a huge age range, but they're all at risk for suicide and for substance use. So we want to make sure that we are talking to employers, we are talking to the mine bosses, we are talking to any company, any business that has anything to do with our coal miners, and let them know what the statistics are so that they are better prepared with resources within our own community to help their employees.
And as we said, and you brought that up as well, the substance abuse and those kinds of things. And most of the time, these things all start with like an injury at work.
It absolutely can start with an injury at work. You know, we know from years past that when a miner gets hurt at work, they are less likely to report that injury because they don't want to take away the safety bonus, right? And so they'll mask their pain with substances, whether that be an opioid or even alcohol abuse, right? Once they get home. And we know that we were victims of over-prescribing many years ago, and it has led our community down this path of substance use disorders. And so now we're trying to pull them back. We're trying to get them the help that they need. One of the great things that we're going to be offering at this dinner is a Narcan training, because there are so many employers out there that don't have a Narcan kit on hand or don't know how to administer Narcan if they notice that one of their employees is showing signs of an overdose. And so we want to bring that education to the employers as well. You and I have talked about this before, in that substance use disorders and mental health, they go hand in hand. And we want to make sure that we are wrapping our arms around and our services and our resources around all that encompasses to make sure that they are taken care of. We want to take care of our community. We want to be better for our community. And by having this conversations for coal miners and mental health, that's one way to make that gap smaller.
And so once again, this is going to be called Conversations for Coal Miners and Mental Health, April 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. And this is, I'm assuming, something that, you know, you're looking for people to register and sign up ahead of time. Where's the best place to go to find out the information?
Yeah, so we need people to register so that we have a good solid count for food, right? And so you can go to the Hope Squad's Facebook page, to the Health Department's Facebook page, to the Carbon and Emery Opioid Substance Use Coalition through USU's Facebook page, as well as the Heart Extension Facebook page, to find the direct website to register. But if they have questions, they're more than welcome to call me at the Health Department, 435-636-1153, or shoot me an email or a private message, and I'm more than happy to direct them to where they can register.
All right. Are we looking to have an RSVP date, or is this just kind of be open that they can register the morning of, and as long as you have a head count, you'll be good?
Yeah, as long as we have a head count, we'll be good. I mean, ideally, we'd like to have the bulk majority of people registered by, you know, the 25th or so that we can give USU's cafeteria or their dining services a heads up of what to expect. But we are prepared for over 200 people. We have sent invitations to, like I said, every coal mine in the two counties, as well as every key leader. We have sent invitations to, you know, even our local representatives at the state level and at the nation level, just to make sure that everybody knows that they are invited, that it's all inclusive, and everybody is welcome to join, whether maybe your spouse is a minor and you want to find out more information, or you have siblings, or whatever the case may be. It is open to everybody. It's not just for people that are coal miners.
All right. So once again, this is Conversations for Coal Miners and Mental Health with special guest speaker Dr. Kristen Kochi. It's going to take place April 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. Get a hold of them down at the Health Department for all the ways that you can register for this, as well as we'll put the link in the article on our website. So if you need it, it's all, you know, it'll be easily available to you. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, thanks for allowing me to come in and talk about one of my passions.
Okay, anytime. Anytime.
Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.